Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, it's Friday. I couldn't be happier. It is the 8th of March. The only thing I'm not happy about is that whole time change on Sunday.
Yeah.
That always bums me out. I like the fall back thing. Spring forward, not so much.
I'm the opposite. I like the spring forward, though.
You do?
Yeah, because you get more daylight in the evening.
Yeah, but you lose an hour of your weekend.
Not really. It all adds up. You know, at the end of the day,
I'm not going to fight with you about this. I just don't like it.
I don't mind it. I like this better. In fact, what we're about to go to, I wish we'd just stay on it. No more switching.
Lives will be lost, BJ.
Yeah.
Heart attacks will be had.
Strokes.
We'll be falling.
Car accidents.
The whole thing. It's just a nightmare. Just a damn nightmare. Say.
I've never seen it really happen, though.
Yeah, me either.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I've never seen an article or read a story where it's absolutely daylight
savings
time.
I feel like you're jinxing yourself with the car accident right now. Maybe stop.
Why?
Because what's going to happen on Monday? You'll have a car accident. And then we'll be like, oh my God, you were living proof that it happens. Don't jinx yourself. You don't want to do that. I've never seen that happen. Katoosh! And you're prone to accidents, by the way.
Yeah, I am.
Both. All right, this is troubling. I'm very troubled about this. Dunkin' Donuts and McDonald's are in a huge fight. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did see it, but I don't remember what it's over.
Over donut sticks.
Oh, geez.
The two fast food chains both sell donut sticks that look like French fries. Dunkin' has Dunkin' Donut fries, while McDonald's debuted its donut sticks. Well, Dunkin' went after McDonald's and said, what a weird coincidence, McDonald's. You came out with your donut sticks, and we just released the blueprints for our new dipping donut package. And then they called them copycats.
I think there's enough room in this world for donut sticks at many restaurants.
You do?
All
okay.
over the place.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like Dunkin' Donuts like, hey, what are you doing? Step off. What are you doing? Get off our donut sticks.
I don't know if you can patent that. Probably the name donut sticks you can, but I don't know if you can, donut's donut.
Yeah. A donut is a donut.
Yeah.
That was really wow.
I know.
Yeah. You're bringing a lot to the table.
Should have been a lawyer.
You should have been.
That would have been a good argument in court. Donut is a donut.
Well, you are an arguer, so you should have been a lawyer.
I should have been a lawyer. I could win cases like crazy.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. I guess this Gayle King. This is everything. When have you ever thought that Gayle King was going to be on Stephen Colbert? Never.
I've never seen Gayle King take center stage all this popularity ever in her life. She's always been on the coattails of Oprah.
Mm-hmm.
And now all of a sudden she is out there in a superhero.
It's amazing. She's loving it too. She's like, finally! I do not have to live in the shadows of the Oprah. This is my moment. So she talks about how she's getting so many phone calls from people all over the world. Here it is.
You had this amazing interview with R. Kelly.
Yes. Can I just tell you what happened to me backstage?
Just
in
now?
The green room, Elton John called me. In the green room, I pick up the phone. I pick up the phone. He goes, Gayle, it's Elton here. I went, Elton John? Hi, Elton. He said, and he was calling to talk about the R. Kelly interview. I thought that was so nice that he called.
That is so nice.
Yeah, just now.
That's so weird.
That's bizarre.
It's like
Elton John.
Out of nowhere. That's just weird. She also talks about the actual interview with R. Kelly.
When I see Robert getting really upset and he stands out of his seat, my initial reaction is, oh, God, please don't leave. We've seen him storm out of interviews before. So I thought he was going to do that. And I was thinking, what can I do to save this interview? So I decided if I sit there quietly, make eye contact with him. You know what it's like when you're upset and somebody says, calm down, you go, I am calm. I figured that would make it even worse. So I thought if I just sit there quietly, looking at him, he would know I'm not going anywhere and I'll just wait for you to finish whatever this is. And then you'll sit back down in the seat.
Yes, she was calm. I have to say, she didn't grab onto him. She didn't say, like, she just waited.
And he was out of control.
Well, it was like a mom waiting for a little kid's fit to be over.
Yeah.
Like, all
just
right.
Just ignoring.
You let me know when this is done.
Yeah.
Boy. Is he still in jail?
I find it interesting. Yeah, he's in jail. Yeah. I find it interesting, though, that she refuses to say R. Kelly anymore. Even in that interview, you know, talking to Colbert about it, she always says Robert. She never says R. Kelly. You would
That's
think
how
that,
she knows him.
Well, in the interview, I kind of get it, that she was trying to personalize it more. But once you get on these talk shows and stuff, I don't know why you're not using R. Kelly.
Because Oprah told her to. You know, Oprah said, I want you to say Robert.
Possibly.
Okay, Oprah.
It could be. Oprah pulls the strings here.
Yep. Boy, gosh, I can't get away from this crap. Corey Feldman now wants to mention that he will no longer defend Michael Jackson.
I don't want to be perceived as I'm here to defend Michael, because I can no longer do that. I cannot in good consciousness defend anyone who's being accused of such horrendous crimes.
Oh, boy.
Thank you, Corey Feldman. And Corey Feldman, thank God, is going to try to change the justice system.
I'm also not here to judge him. Because, again, he didn't do those things to me, and that was not my experience. My place is not to be the judge and is not to be the accuser and not to be the defender. My job in this is to focus on what's most important, which is helping to reform the statutes of limitations.
Corey's an odd one, man.
He really is.
Oof.
Yeah, he's bizarre.
He's got a lot.
So is Michael, so.
It was all
good fit, I guess.
Crazy. Let's see here. What else do I have for you? Oh, let's go back to R. Kelly. Sorry, I'm out of line here. Let's go back to the R. Kelly clips and the girls that are now currently living with him, Azriel and Jocelyn, they still are living with R. Kelly. Well, they talk about how, no, he's really a nice guy, number five.
You know, how do we say this without being inappropriate? Is this a three-way relationship, or do you each have a separate relationship with him?
Yeah, we both have our individual relationships with him, and
right. We
all are family all together. We have our moments where we go to amusement parks all together.
I'm talking about, is it a three-way sexual relationship?
Sexually? Well, first of all, I'm not here to talk about my personal life,
okay.
And I would never share with no one what I do in or outside of the bedroom. Mm-hmm. And as a woman, I'm sure you would not either.
Yes. No, I wouldn't,
Okay, then.
No, you're right. I would not, but this is a very different circumstance.
It's not a different circumstance. There are people all over the world who have multiple girlfriends.
Gail's wanting to know.
And that girl's getting pissy.
Yeah.
Oh,
Gail's curious.
Yeah, hey.
What's going on? You know those...
Well, because it's her, you know,
she should have turned it around, though. This girl should have said, well, you know what? Here's the deal. I'll answer that question, but I got an Oprah question for you.
Yeah, how about you and Opie?
Yeah, huh? What about that's been going on for years?
Do you and Opie and Stedman all?
Yeah, you answer, then I'll answer.
That would have been a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that would have made so much news if she said, well, what about you and Oprah and Stedman?
I know. That's
so
what
good.
I'm saying. I'm saying she could have turned that around on her.
Here is the next clip with these girls.
When I first met Robert, my parents told me to lie about my age. So when I met him, he thought that I was 18. On top of that, when I was 17, my parents were actually making me, trying to get me to take photos with him, take sexual videos with him, all kinds of stuff.
Wait. Your parents encouraged you to do sexual videos
yes.
with R. Kelly?
Yes. And they said, because if they ever have to blackmail him, what they're trying to do now, they can use it against him, which is exactly what they're doing.
None of that's true. If you see the documentary, these parents are devastated. I mean, like, fetal position, just want their daughter back. None of that's true. And even Gail, though, she makes me mad kind of in the interview because she goes, somebody's lying. But she won't say, you girls are lying. Look at your parents. They're like, I mean, they're just, oh. They're
I will say this, though. When they get to court, with these two girls talking the way they're talking, it might be very difficult to convince a jury that this guy's done something really wrong. Just because you've got these two girls who are the girls in question here saying what they're saying.
Gail King talks about how R. Kelly was right there during the interview.
His team had told us that R. Kelly would not be in the room. After the interview started, he was around the corner behind them. They couldn't see him. But at points during the conversation, he would call very loudly like that, so they were aware that he was there.
He wanted them to know that he tried to stop the interview backstage a couple times.
Yeah, a couple of times, R. Kelly came up to him and said, should I stop this interview? Should I stop this interview? He never did. So the girls at some point were certainly aware that he was there. And I just wanted to say, as a mother, get your things, let's go. You are 21, you are 23, and he is 52 years old.
No kidding. Nasty. Just nasty. Anyway, hey, Sean, do you have any audio of Nick, Joe, and Rusty?
I do.
I just wanted to tell you this because I was kind of excited about it. The Jonas Brothers did that thing that you hate, the carpool karaoke.
Yeah.
I know that you don't love it that much, but I like it.
Well, I'm over it. It's a great bit. Don't get me wrong. It was a good bit when it first started, but I think it's being, it's too much.
Anyway, the Jonas Brothers were part of Carpool Karaoke. Nick, Joe, and Rusty, they talked about how, what was the first clip, Sean?
The first clip is how they talked about the band needed therapy
after
the breakup.
All right, here it is.
You know, we did some very necessary healing because, when things ended, it wasn't the best.
Forced therapy.
What does that entail?
We wrote down questions in a bowl. I had to pick them out. Like, why do you think the band ended? What do you think your role in it was?
Yeah. Everyone just goes, well, why did the band end? I think it was Nick.
Yeah. I broke the band up, but I got them back together.
It's true. It was a full redemptive story.
So here's the thing. I mean, I've talked about this. The Jonas Brothers did break up because of Nick, because he had a solo little thing going on. And poor Rusty, dude, he like had no gig anymore. I mean, the other guy went to that band. I forgot the name. It's like... in the ocean, cake in the ocean. That band. So he went off. What?
NCNS.
Yeah, something like that. So he had some hits, and then Nick obviously had his own hits. But poor Rusty, he had to start building the houses.
Yeah, he was doing that. And I heard he was delivering pizzas at night.
He was. He had all kinds of jobs.
Houses during the day. Pizzas at night.
Yeah. So it was really sad, and so. You know, I understand why they went to therapy, and that's good that they did, because there was a lot of bitterness.
Well, and I'm sure when they talked about getting back together again, Nick said, well, let me think about this. I've got my solo. And then you got the other guy, Joe. He probably said, and then Rusty was begging.
Please!
Oh, guys, come on, man.
I'm delivering pizza.
I'm working for Domino's right now. Come on, help me out. And they did.
That was nice.
Like brothers should.
That was nice of them. They also talked about when they used to wear purity rings. Listen.
Who took their ring off first? Kevin, no way, you dirty dog.
Did you really?
Yeah.
And then how do you break that to the rest of the band? Do you come in and say, guys, I am no longer pure?
No. It says Halo's gone.
Yeah.
There was no ceremony of not being pure.
Who's Kevin?
Oh. Never heard of him.
Some other guy in the car?
No, he's the lost Jonas brother.
Oh.
Yeah. He's the fourth one.
I don't know who
seat.
He is. I've never heard of him.
He's the one in the back.
I only heard of the first three there, Nick, Joe, and Rusty.
Yeah. Mm. Anyway.
That's weird.
That is weird.
Yeah, I'm surprised they invited him to be in the car.
Well, come on. You can't leave out the fourth Jonas brother.
It's a brother. It's a brother.
My God. That's just mean. Gotcha. Lord. Anyway.
DJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.